بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, this is our 43rd session, session number 43. Arabic lessons in fiqh, level 3. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Arabic lessons in fiqh, level 3, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. Okay, I got it. I'm going to add you to the list, inshallah. Okay, today, inshallah, the subject that we're going to be dealing with is continuation of the book of fiqh, Kitab al-Zakat. And we're going to be dealing with the topic specifically, Zakat al-Fitr. Zakat al-Fitr on pages 61 and 62. And we're going to also try to read a little bit from the secondary sources of Al-Wajiz, Fi Fiqh al-Sunnah wal-Kitab al-Aziz, pages 229 to 231. And from Bulugh al-Muram, the Ta'liq of Sheikh Safir Rahman, pages 184 and 185 for the text of the hadith and some of his commentary. And the Ikhtiyarat of Sheikh al-Albani on pages 212, 214, we might read something from that. And Fiqh al-Ibadat, there are a few fatawa from Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen that we want to also read on pages 297 to 300, Fiqh al-Ibadat. These are the references, secondary references that we want to read something from. And depending on how much time, we're going to see if we can cover yani something from each one of the secondary sources. Naam. Naam. Abu Bakr is suggesting that we refrain from questions until after the dars, so that we can complete the dars in time, and then after that, you can ask whatever questions you want, yani, inshallah, until the end of the day. Okay, let's read from page 61, Arabic Lessons in Fiqh, Level 3, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. Yani, this is from Kitab al-Zakat, and it's the topic following Zakat Urud al-Tijara, which we finished last week. The next topic on the bottom half of page 61, Zakat al-Fitri. Zakat al-Fitri. Hiya fardun lima rawa ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma. Yani Zakat al-Fitri, first point is what? Hukmu Zakat al-Fitr. The hukm, the ruling concerning it, is that it is fard. Is it fard kifaya or fard al-ayn? Fard al-ayn on every Muslim, young or old. One brother asked me, what if a person is indigent? They don't have much money. And they are from the people who are entitled to receive Zakat al-Fitr. Do they also have to fulfill it? What do you think? No? Naam. When they are given more than what they need, then they became obligated to give Zakat al-Fitr. Because Zakat al-Fitr is obligatory on every Muslim, young or old, male or female, rich or poor. As long as they have more than their own needs for a day and a night, if they have more than that, they have to give Zakat al-Fitr. Even if they give it from what was given to them the day before the Eid or 2 days before the Eid. Because Zakat al-Fitr can be distributed at least 1 or 2 days before the Eid. As Shaykh ibn Baz, rahimahullah, said, from the 28th of Ramadan. From the 28th of Ramadan. Which day is the 28th, right? So Zakat al-Fitr can be distributed from today. According to the fatwa of Al-Imam Abdulaziz ibn Abdullah ibn Baz, rahimahullah, rahmatan wasi'ah. Zakat al-Fitr. If a person has more than their needs for that day and the night, they have to give Zakat al-Fitr. Naam. Give even if you have, yani that's general sadaqah, right? Not obligatory sadaqah. Yani that a person should give in sadaqah. Everybody should try to give sadaqah, even if they have small amount. Yani even if you have a nisf, a tamra, even a half of a day, you can give in sadaqah. So if a person has more than what they need, they should give this obligatory Zakat al-Fitr. Here fardun, based upon what has been narrated by Ibn Umar. May Allah be pleased with both of them, yani, both of them meaning him and his father Umar. لما روى ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فرض زكاة الفطر من رمضان على الناس صاعا من تمر أو صاعا من عقط أو صاعا من شعير على كل حر وعبد ذكر وأنثى من المسلمين متفق عليه. يعني عبد الله بن عمر, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, he narrated that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم فرض زكاة الفطر. He made زكاة الفطر obligatory. And some of the scholars said that the meaning of فرض may mean قدر, يعني that he established the measure of زكاة الفطر as being a صاع. In any case, he did measure it, يعني fixed the measurement as a صاع, and he also made it obligatory. فرض زكاة الفطر from Ramadan, يعني the breaking or the ending of the fast of Ramadan, he made it obligatory upon the people. Which people? In the end of the hadith he said, من المسلمين, upon Muslims. As a صاع من تمرن. صاع is a measure of volume, not weight. Volume, يعني, meaning if the sa'a, the container that is the proper size for what is equivalent to a sa'a, if you fill it with dates or barley or wheat or raisins or any of the staple foods of the people of that land, yani foods that can be measured by volume, that can be stored and kept for some time, from the staple food of the people, if it fits into that container and fills it, that's a sa'a. As far as the weight may differ. What fills that container of wheat will not be the same weight as what fills that container of dates. Because wheat and dates, they're not the same weight, right? Even though they may fill the same space, the weight of each of them will be different. And that's why we have this yani chart here, which tells you the approximate weight of different types of foodstuffs that would be equivalent to one sa'a. The sa'a? Yeah, but I mean, how will we give it? Will we? 3 liters approximately. 3 liters. Naam. Sa'a is approximately 3 liters. Naam. Naam. Most of the scholars said that, yani, the general average measurement of a sa'a are the two palms of a man who has average size hands. Some people's hands are big, some people's hands are small, right? Average size hands. If you cup your hands together, and what you can fill it with, 4 times. The cupping of the hands together is a mud, and 4 amdad is equal to 1 sa'a. So 4 times filling the hands like this. I mean, that's an estimate. But of course, the size of hands may differ, right? So how you fill it with, yani, 4 times, and it could be a little bit, yani, here or there, more or less. But in any case, that's a general estimate that is given. 1 mud is filling the 2 palms of the hands completely. That's 1 mud. 4 of them is equal to 1 sa'a. 1 sa'a. It's approximately 3 liters. 3 liters. And, yani, so, yani, if you have a container that is about that amount, then you can put any of the foodstuffs in there. When it's filled, that would be like 1 sa'a. That would be 1 sa'a. Okay, also we have some, any of these measurements are from different types of foods that they filled a proper sa'a container with. And then they weighed them to see what their weight would be in weight. Okay, that's how they came up with these measurements. This was done by one of the scholars, and yani, they came up with these measurements for different foods. We took it from their website, and this is yani, an approximate, yani, close estimate of what the weights would be, since we don't have a sa'a container in most of our homes. But perhaps somebody ought to, yani, come up with one and then yani, distribute it to the people in America so we can have our own sa'a container. Naam. But of course, yani, the original sunnah is to have a sa'a container, and the people do it at home in their sa'a container, you know. So, I mean, it's like from the sunnah if we can have it, you know. Mostly back home it's done like that, right? Yeah. So like in some of the Muslim countries, and in Saudi Arabia, they used to have the sa'a container there. A person would just measure it, and then they would give it out. In any case, the first matter of zakatul fitr is its ruling. Its ruling is that it's obligatory. Its amount is that it's a sa'a. The specified items that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned here were a sa'a from tamr, dates, a sa'a from aqit, which is, yani, aqit is, what, anybody know what aqit? Yani, it's like a dried, sun-baked yogurt. If it's dried up, dried out the liquid from it, baked in the sun, they usually have it in bricks, like a little block, right? That's how they have it. And that's what, yani, that used to be a food that the people used to eat in that time, aqit. Not dried dates, dried sun-baked yogurt, okay, dried up, yani the liquid removed from it. If you put it out in the sun and bake it, then the liquid will be removed from it. This is what they're talking about, aqid. Or a sa'a from sha'ir. Sha'ir is yani barley. And some of the narrations mention some other items. This was mentioned in this narration. And it's obligatory, ala kulli hurrin wa abdin, whether a person is free or slave. The free person has to give it for themselves, and the slave, it will be fulfilled by the person who owns the slave. Dhakarin wa untha, male or female. In some of the narrations, as it mentioned here, this is the rewording from Muttafaqun alayhi Bukhari and Muslim. And in Bukhari, the narration, another narration Bukhari came, was saghir wal kabir min al muslimin. So in other words, it came what? Hurrun wa abdin, dhakarin wa untha, صغير والكبير من المسلمين. يعني free or slave, male or female, young or old. So everybody fits into this category. Every Muslim is either young or old, is either male or female, is either slave or free, right? So you can't escape. You can't escape. You have to come in here somewhere. We're going to get you. As long as you are a Muslim, zakat al-fitr is obligatory upon you. Second narration, the narration of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, kunna we, meaning who? Who's we? As-sahaba. As-sahaba, radiallahu anhu, kunna nukhriju zakat al-fitri sa'an min ta'amin, aw sa'an min sha'irin, aw sa'an min tamrin, aw sa'an min aqitin, أو صاعا من زبيب متفق عليه. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri said, we used to distribute the zakat al-fitr in money, nope, in food, a sa'a of food, or a sa'a of sha'ir, specifically barley, or a sa'a of tamr, dates, or a sa'a of aqid, yani dried sun-baked yogurt, or a sa'a of zabib, raisins. Reported by Bukhari and Muslim. And this word in the beginning of this hadith, sa'a min ta'am, has some explanations by the scholars. Some of them said that the meaning of it is wheat, hanfa. And some of them said, no, it means food in general, and their food at that time was mostly, yani, dates and raisins and wheat and barley and aqit. So he mentioned the general, yani, zakat al-fitr is food, and then he mentioned some specific things that they used to give zakat al-fitr from, yani, the staple foods of the people of that particular time. Naam. No, it should be something that you can measure. Yani, zakat al-fitr should be that which can be measured in a container, a sa'a container. No, it should be in its natural form, so that the purpose here is that if the person received a lot of zakat al-fitr, they wouldn't have to eat it that day, and the next day they're hungry, or the next week they're hungry. Rather, they can keep it for some time, they can store it, and they can use it next week, and next month, and 6 months from now. Because zakat al-fitr is going to be given once a year, right? So what if a poor family got a lot of zakat al-fitr? Like five people all gave their zakat al-fitr to one family. Well, they're not going to, if it's cooked, what are they going to do with it? They're going to eat it all in the next 2 or 3 days? No, then they're going to throw it away. But if you give it to them uncooked, they can cook some today, some tomorrow, some next week, save it according to their need. So the point is, it should be something. All the things mentioned here can be stored, can be saved, can be used now and later. Okay, so this is for some of the scholars mentioned that the things that are common between what was mentioned in the Sunnah as zakat al-fitr, all of them can be measured by volume, sa'a, all of them can be stored, and all of them are from the staple food of the people of that time. It should be from what the people eat, not something strange that the people don't eat. What will they do with it then? Yani, the best thing to give is what the people would want the most. What the people would want the most. Like me, if I was entitled to receive it, I would take dates. I'm dates. I love dates. But dates can be expensive, so watch out, right? Some of them, some dates, 25 riyals for a kilo. Some of them, 150 riyals for a kilo. Huh? No, I won't take. I won't take. I like khulas. I like ajwa. I like sukkari. MashaAllah, sukkari. I love them. I have some in my bag right now for tonight. I have khulas and I have sukkari. And I have, yani, ajwa. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever takes it in the morning, 7 of them, then they will be protected from harm. Can they make a choice? Can they demand a choice? No, they can't demand the choice. But the one who's giving should consider. If he knows the person he's giving it to, for example, it's his neighbor, and he knows what they eat and what they prefer, then he should consider that. He should consider that. Even though maybe what they prefer might be more expensive than what he can afford. So he has to give also what they prefer, but also according to his means. Because zakat al-fitr is not a specific value in money. Because depending on what the person gives, the value may be greater or less. So people will give according to their ability. And some people will give according to their generosity. Yani, some people are very generous, so they want to give something that's worth more. And some people are not generous, so they want to give something, the cheapest thing they can find that fills the sa'a. Just to fulfill the obligation. But what should be given the greater consideration is the person who's receiving. What will benefit them the most? Hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri mentions, we used to distribute the zakat al-fitr as a sa'a of food in general, or barley, or dates, or aqid, or raisins. Reported by Bukhari and Muslim. The next point, وَأُضِيفَتْ هَذِهِ الزَّكَاتُ إِلَى الْفِطْرِ لِأَنَّهَا تَجِبُ بِالْفِطْرِ مِنْ رَمَضَانَ. نعم. It has to be given to a Muslim only. It has to be given to a Muslim only. InshaAllah, if we have time today, we're going to read some of the fatawa of the scholars that discuss this particular issue and clarify it. It should only be given to a Muslim. In the same way, if a person is not able to fast in Ramadan due to sickness or old age, that's a permanent condition, they won't be able to fast later, they can feed a poor person, it has to be a Muslim. It has to be a Muslim. Okay, inshallah, in the end we're going to come to some fatawa related to this. وَأُضِيفَتْ هَذِهِ الزَّكَاتِ. This zakat is connected in idafa to fitra, zakatul fitra, and that is because it became obligatory at the fitra from Ramadan. At the completion of Ramadan, when we discontinue our fasting, it became obligatory at that point. Even though it can be given a day or two before the end of Ramadan, but its obligation became mandatory, due at the completion of the fast of Ramadan. Page 62, yani, hikmatuha, hikmatuha. What is the hikmah? The wisdom behind this legislation of zakat al-fitr. And the time has been speeding upon us. Hikmatuha. What is the hikmah? Zakat al-fitri ihsanun ila al-fuqara'i wa kaffun lahum an as-su'ali fi ayyam al-eid liyushariku الأغنياء في فرحهم وسرورهم به ويكون عيدا للجميع وفيها تطهير الصائم مما قد يحصل في صيامه من نقص أو لغو أو إثم. يعني لغو not لغو يعني because أو is حرف عطف and it's معطوف على يعني نقص ولغو أو لغو أو إثم. زكاة الفطر is إحسان, it is kindness and being good and charitable to the poor people, and it is also وَكَفٌ لَهُمْ عَنَ السُّؤَالِ, it is a means of enabling them to abstain from asking. كَفْ عَنَ السُّؤَالِ, abstain from asking in the days of Eid, so that they don't have to beg. لِيُشَارِكُوا, and so that they may participate. Huh? So that they may participate with the rich people in their happiness and their joy. Bihi. Yani, farahihim was sururihim bihi. Bihi, the he is referring back to Eid. The happiness and the joy, yani, that they experience with the Eid. Wa yakunu Eidan lil jamia. And so that it will be a Eid for everybody. Yani, if the poor people don't have anything on that day, how will it be an Eid for them? وَفِيهَا تَطْهِيرُ, and it also, from the wisdom of Zakatul Fitr, is that it contains تَطْهِير of the صَائِم, purification of the fasting person. مِمَّا قَدْ يَحْصُل. قَدْ, what is the meaning of قَدْ يَحْصُل here? That might occur فِي سِيَامِهِ, that might occur in his fasting. Yani, purification of the fasting person from that which might, may, perhaps occur in his fasting, from, including naqsin, any defect in his fast, or lagwin, or any vain talk during his fasting time, or ithmin, or any sin that he may have committed. Yani, these are what? These are things that may occur to the fasting person, perhaps. And he qad, we said that qad, when it's used with the past tense, it means tahqiq, definite, definite. But when it's used with the present tense, it has one of three meanings. One of them is ihtimal or shak, perhaps it means. And the other of them is taqleel, that sometimes, few times, it may be that. And the other meaning is tahqiq, definitely. So qad, yahsul, it has three possible meanings. The meaning that's intended here is perhaps it might happen. We can't say it happens a little bit, because it happens a lot, that fasting people commit sins, engage in lagwu, and have defects in their fasting. And we can't say definitely, because it's not going to happen to everybody. So the meaning here is, yani ihtimal, perhaps it may happen. Sometimes it may occur for some people in their fasting that they have a defect, or they have some vain talking, or they have some sin that they committed for their fasting, and this will purify them from those shortcomings during their fast. This is from the wisdom of Zakatul Fitr. Yani, it is for the benefit of the poor person to enjoy the Eid, and it's for the benefit of the fasting person to purify themselves from what shortcomings they have in the fast. Next point, hadith of Abdul ibn Abbas. This also, yani, is under the title of the hikmah of the Zakatul Fitr. Yani, this is a hadith proving what is its hikmah, what is its purpose, the wisdom behind the legislation of Zakatul Fitr. فَعَنْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ إِبْنِ عَبَّاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا قَالَ فَرَضَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ زَكَاةَ الْفِطْرِ تُهْرَةً لِلصَّائِمِ مِنَ اللَّغْوِ وَالرَّفَثِ وَطُعْمَةً لِلْمَسَاكِينِ. To the end of the hadith, we'll see the hadith in Bulugh Maram. رواه أبو داود وابن ماجه بإسناد حسن. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, he said, the Messenger of Allah made obligatory Zakatul Fitr. Made obligatory Zakatul Fitr as a tuhra. A tuhra, yani, means of tahara, purification for the fasting person from their lagwi وَالرَّفَثِ يعني لغوي, some kind of vain, useless, senseless talk. وَالرَّفَثِ, it has different meanings. The meaning here is يعني obscenities, some kind of obscene speech or behavior. يعني it is a purification for the fasting person from اللغوي وَالرَّفَثِ, and it is also a ta'am, a food, a means of ta'am, يعني for the poor people, يعني on the day of Eid. Hadith reported by Abu Dawud and Ibn Majah with Isnad, that's Sahih. The next to the last topic that we have in our notebook here, عَلَى مَن تَجِبُ, who is it obligatory upon? تَجِبُ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِم ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَر أَوْ أُنْثَر حُرٍ أَوْ عَبْدٍ صَغِيرٍ أَوْ كَبِيرٍ يعني كل مسلم, whether it is a male or a female, a free person or a slave, a young person or an older person. تجب على كل مسلم. Except who? From amongst the Muslims? Except who? If the insane has property and wealth, they also have to give zakat. Yani zakatul fitr is obligatory on every Muslim, fasting or not fasting. Fasting or not fasting. Male, every male or female, young or old, free or slave. That includes people who are not fasting. That includes the child. It includes a person that didn't reach the age of puberty or anyone else. Yani whoever is excluded from this? The one who doesn't have anything. The one who doesn't have any means on the day of Eid beyond their own need. Beyond their own need. Everybody else is obligatory to give zakat. There's some fatwa concerning this, inshallah, in the end we'll try to read from them. Now, it's mustahab, according to some scholars, according to Hanbali madhab, it's mustahab to give for the child that's in the mother's womb. Mustahab. But if the child was born before the day of Eid, then they became included as an obligation. If they were born after the Eid, yani on the day of Eid, after it became obligatory, then they're excused from it. It's mustahab to give for the child in the womb, according to Hanbali madhab. The last, now, what is your name again?
Frank.
Frank, okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know any Muslims that need
to give it to.
To give it to.
Yes.
Can I give money to the mosque? If the mosque will do this?
If they're willing to go and buy the food for you and distribute it, they can. Yes, it's okay.
Don't mosques have that?
No. No. Some mosques, they only take money, and they take the money to give out money, not to buy food. But if the people responsible clearly state to you, and you trust them, that we will buy the food for you on your behalf, we'll go and do the shopping for you, and we'll find the people who are needy, and we'll distribute it to them before the Eid Salat.
So I don't,
if somebody agrees to do that for you, no problem, they can do it.
So, let's say no one agrees to do that.
No, they have agreed. Talib, he has agreed already. He came today, he announced that he will take it. Today, anybody who wants to bring food, and tomorrow, anybody who wants to bring food, or if they give him the money, he will go and purchase the food, and he will distribute the food before the Salatul Eid. Today and tomorrow he will be distributing the food. Yani if somebody comes on Tuesday, and Tuesday became the Eid, they will be too late. Now, yeah, you can leave it here. You can leave it here, just put it in the envelope. It's for how many people, one or two or three, and then he will take care of it, inshallah. Talib, he will come back later on today. There's no specific amount. There's no specific amount, but it should be enough at least to buy one sa'a, yani approximately 3 liters or 5 or 6 pounds of rice, for example. Yani rice has different prices, right? A better quality, a lesser quality, probably costs about $6 or $7 or $8, like that. So whatever a person wants to give, according to their means, they can give 6 or 7 or 8 or 10, whatever they want to give. Yani for one person, at least so that he can buy at least 1 5-pound bag of rice. If it's for one person. If it's for more than one person, then Yani 1 sa'ah for each person. Okay, let's keep going, moving right along. Yani Talib already started collecting the Zakatul Fitr already. Some people have already brought yani food here, and he has already collected some. He has in his car, and he will be distributing it today and all day tomorrow. If the Eid is not Tuesday, he will also distribute on Tuesday, if it's not Tuesday, inshallah. But don't take a chance on that. Don't take a chance on that. Because the morning of the Eid, he's not going to be able to do it. Because he's driving all over the place. He has some people to help him, but it will be impossible to do it at the last minute. Okay, the last point of this lesson, Zakatul Eid, miqdaruha, what is its amount? يُخْرَجُ عَنْ كُلِّ فَرْدٍ صَاعٌ مِنْ تَمْرٍ أَوْ أَقِتٍ أَوْ زَبِيبٍ أَوْ شَعِيرٍ أَوْ طَعَامٍ يُخْرَجُ عَنْ كُلِّ فَرْدٍ صَاعٌ. 1 sa'ah will be distributed for every individual Muslim, young or old, rich or poor, slave or free, man or woman. Huh? A young person, they're, whoever's responsible for maintaining them can pay for them. Even a man can pay for his spouse, his wife, if he likes. But if she has means herself, it is worship, it is better that she distributes for herself. She should yani buy the food out of her own money and send her husband to distribute it. You like that, right? Send her husband. Say, go and take this for me. He's responsible for her. But because it's worship, some scholars hold the view that the man is responsible to distribute Zakatul Fitr from his money, from his wealth. He has to buy the food for his wife. Other scholars said no. Rather, this is a worship that she has to do for herself if she's able. If she's not able, then he can do it for her. Anyway, there's fatwa concerning this. If we have time, we'll read some of them. The point is, yani, what is the stronger opinion is that a woman should distribute her own Zakatul Fitr. It's worship. It's her fast. She should give her own Zakatul Fitr. If she has no means whatsoever, her husband is responsible for her. Children, the husband who is responsible for his family should take care of them, unless they are of the age of responsibility where they are fasting themselves and they have means, no harm for them to go with their father and buy their own food to distribute themselves. All of this is worship, okay, that is lost when money is given. Because it's just somebody took the money out of their pocket and gave it to somebody, nobody participated. The wife, the children, nobody participated in it, nobody saw it being given or being received or anything else. And this is one of the wisdoms of the Zakatul Fitr being done like this. It's a manifestation of the signs of Islam. It's a manifestation of Islam in the society, publicly, openly. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing how the people who have are concerned about the people who do not have. This is part of Islam that it should be seen, should be witnessed. And the children, some of the scholars said, let the children measure their own Zakatul Fitr. Let them go with their father to give it out. Naam. Unless it would be embarrassing for the poor people, in that case it could be done discreetly. Zakatul Fitr should be given for every individual, a sa'ah of dates, or aqid, or raisins, or barley, or food in general. Waqtuha, what is its time when it is obligatory to give it? Tajibu bi gurubi ash-shamsi. I know it says gurub shamsin, I don't know if that's a mistake, or is it gurubu ash-shamsi? Allahu alam. But in any case, it's obligatory with the setting of the sun. Huh? I'm reading from the book. Waqtuha, it's under miqdaruha. Under miqdaruha. After the first sentence in the first line, near the end of the line it says, Waqtuha tajibu bi ghurubi shamsin. But I think it must be ghurub ash-shams because yani the only sun we're talking about is the one sun that is above us. Yani, though there be other suns, right, in the universe, but we are not paying attention to their rising or setting. Yeah, we read miqdaruha. يُخْرَجُ عَنْ كُلِّ فَرْدٍ صَاعٌ مِنْ تَمْرٍ أَوْ أَقِتٍ أَوْ زَبِيبٍ أَوْ شَرِيرٍ أَوْ طَعَامٍ. Naam. Every individual, it has to be distributed for every individual. What is its time? تَجِبُ بِغُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ. It became obligatory with the setting of the sun آخر اليوم من أيام رمضان, on the last day of the days of Ramadan. The last day of fasting, when the sun sets on that day, if it's after 29 days, or after the 30th day of fasting, when the sun sets, it became obligatory to give zakat al-fitr. And it has to be given before the Eid Salat on the following morning. It can be given that night, it can be given that morning, as long as it's given to the person who is entitled to receive it before the Eid prayer. وَيَسْتَحِبُّ تَأَخِيرُهَا إِلَى مَا قَبْلَ صَلَاةِ الْإِيدِ. It is commendable, praiseworthy, that its distribution be delayed until just before the Eid Salat. That is, if you know who you're going to give it to, and you know they're going to be available, then you try to delay it as close as possible to the time of the Eid Salat. But if you don't know who you're going to give it to, or where they're going to be, or whether you're going to find them, don't delay it. Delay it if you know that you have somebody to give it to, and you know they're going to be available so that you can give it to them before you go, or before they go to the Eid prayer. Now, yeah, what about if there's an emergency and the person you intend to give it to has to go out suddenly, and when you go to give it to them, they're not there? Then you are in trouble, right? So Allah has made it permissible for you to give it the night before, or one day before, or 2 days before, as we'll see in the hadith that we'll read, inshallah, if we reach them. Yani, it's commendable if you are sure that the person is going to be available. It's commendable to delay it until just before the prayer. You can give it out 1 or 2 days before. That means this distribution of zakat al-fitr starts on the 28th of Ramadan. It can be given out on the 28th or the 29th in consideration of what? That the 30th will be the day of Eid. In consideration that the 30th will be the day of Eid. If it happened that the 30th wasn't the day of Eid, as Imam Abdulaziz ibn Ibaz said, the zakat al-fitr begins on the 28th of Ramadan, 2 or 3 days before the Eid. Yani 3 days if the Eid is not on the 30th, if it came after the 30th. And 2 days if it came on the 30th, yani after the 29th. Inshallah, we'll read the fatwa if we have time, inshallah. Anyway, whoever wants it, inshallah, it will be posted on the board here also. Or if somebody reminds me, can send it to the class by email. I sent it already, right? That's right, I sent it already. The zakat al-fitr should be given out from today, from the 28th of Ramadan. 28th or 29th? It should not have been given before the 28th. Yani, let's go on because, Yani, look, everything has a time, right? Everything has a time. And what is more correct is that it should be given at the end of the month. It's permissible. The Sahaba, they used to do it in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we know that it's permissible to give it 1 day or 2 days before the Eid. We don't know that it's permissible. And there's an opinion of some scholars, a rare opinion, that zakat al-fitr can be given out from the first day of Ramadan. But there's no basis for this opinion. Yani, it's an opinion, ijtihad. But what is more correct, it should be given at the end of the month of Ramadan, or 1 or 2 days before. Wallahu a'lam. Let's try to read a little bit more, because this is the last point of here, but the secondary sources contain a lot of benefits that answer a lot of the questions that we didn't answer yet. Naam. It's permissible to give it the night before, or the day before, or 2 days before. Yani, if you know that the person is going to want to cook their food before they go to the Eid Salat, then give it to them in time to cook it. But 9 times out of 10, they're not going to cook the food before they go to Eid Salat. They're going to cook it when they come back from Eid Salat. If they wanted to cook it before the Eid Salat, no harm. You can give it to them a day before. You can give it to them 2 days before, no problem. If you know that, then sure, give the consideration to the person who's receiving. And you make it easy for the people who are receiving it. Last point, again, what is its measure? Its measure is a sa'a. What is its time? Its time, it becomes obligatory with the setting of the sun of the last day of Ramadan. It's commendable to delay it until just before the Eid Salat if you know that you're not going to miss that person. وَإِنْ قَدَّمَهَا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ بِيَوْمَ الْيَوْمَيْنِ أَجْزَأَهُ. And if a person gave it earlier than the Eid Salat, meaning one day before the Eid, or 2 days before the Eid, this will be sufficient, and it will yani suffice them from this obligation of Zakatul Fitr. The last hadith that they mention is the hadith of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma. May Allah be pleased with him and his father, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amara bi zakat al-fitri and to adda qabla khuruj an-nasi ila salati, ay salat al-eid. Yani that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded that the zakat al-fitr be given, yani be distributed, to adda qabla khuruj an-nasi ila salat, yani before the people go out to the prayer, meaning the prayer of Eid, the Eid Salat. This is the end of what is in our textbook, and then there are some hadith that's mentioned in Bulugh al-Ram and some commentary by Sheikh Safi al-Rahman al-Mubarak Fouri that clarifies a few points. I'm going to summarize some of these points because the time is very short right now, but I do want to look at these hadith that he mentions here, the wording of these hadith as they came in Bulugh al-Ram, collected by Hafiz Ibn Hajj al-Asqalani. He mentions three hadith in the book of Zakat under the chapter Bab Sadaqatul Fitr. Bab Sadaqa al-Fitr. He mentions only three hadith. Naam, ya Ibrahim.
No, I'm just saying that.
That's why we're going to read the hadith from Bulugh al-Maram. We're going to read the hadith from Bulugh al-Maram, okay? Let's read the hadith from Bulugh al-Maram, which we have here, right? There are references in full, okay? The first hadith, hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar. This is the last hadith that we just read, is referred to here in this hadith, hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar. This is the wording in Bukhari and Muslim, rather this is the wording of Bukhari. As narrated from Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma, he said, فَرَضَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ زَكَاتُ فِتْنَ صَاعًا مِنْ تَمْرٍ أَوْ صَاعًا مِنْ شَعِيرٍ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ وَالْحُرِّ وَالذَّكَرِ وَالْأُنْثَى والصغير والكبير من المسلمين وأمر بها. That's the wording that we're looking for. وأمر بها أن تؤدى قبل خروج الناس إلى الصلاة. That's the wording that Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar brought to us. متفقٌ عليه. This is exactly the wording from Al-Bukhari. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made obligatory the zakatu fitr as a sa'a of dates or sa'a of barley upon the slave and the free person, the male and the female, the young and the old, from amongst the Muslims. And he commanded that it be distributed before the people go out to the prayer. Muttafaqun alayh. Wali ibn Adi wa Darqutni. And then Ibn Hajj mentioned another narration. He said, bi isnadin da'if. And Hafiz Ibn Hajj said, bi isnadin da'if.
Tayyiba, bismillah, wa salatu wa salam wa rasulillah. Naam. Okay, so the first hadith that Hafiz Ibn Hajj Asqalani mentions is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, and the last hadith that we read from our textbook is the end of this hadith, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded that it be distributed, and to adda qabla khuruj an-nas ila salati, has to be distributed before the people go out for the prayer. Muttafaqun alayh. Then he mentions a weak hadith that is collected by Ibn Adi and Ad-Darqutni with the isnad, chain of narration, that is weak. Aghnuhum عَنَتْ فَوَافِي فِي هَذَا الْيَوْمِ. Yani, make the people free of need of going around. At tawaf, yani going around begging on this particular day. Make the people free of need from going around begging on this particular day. Yani, by what? By giving the zakatul fitr, so that the people who are poor or needy will have, yani, sufficient food at least for that day. It's da'if. He mentions that it's da'if. The purpose of using it is that this is a book, yani Bulugh al-Maram is a book of what? What's the name of the book? Bulugh al-Maram fi Ahadith al-Ahkam. Ahkam. The purpose of this book is to bring the hadith that are related to legal rulings in Islam. So this hadith is related to a legal ruling, but he's bringing to the attention of the people that it is related to a legal ruling, but it's a weak hadith. People need to know, because people are using this hadith to say you can give money. And they're saying this hadith is approved. Make the people free of need on that day. Give them some money. But the hadith is weak. So Hafiz Ibn Hajj al-Asqalani, he's mentioning the hadith Yes, it's related to legal rulings, but the hadith is not authentic.
Yeah, I thought the Sheikh was the Sheikh of the
Safiyyur Rahman.
I thought he was using it like
Sheikh. No, Sheikh Safiyyur Rahman is not using it.
Okay.
Ibn Hajar Asqalani is collecting the hadith, and he himself is saying at the same time that it's weak. As far as the commentary of Sheikh Safiyyur Rahman, it follows. The senate can be weak and the metin can be authentic. But however, if the interpretation of it is that you can give money, that's not supported by any hadith in the sunnah. Naam, there are hadith which have a weak isnad, while the metin, its meaning may be correct. This particular hadith, if it is used as a means to make a legal ruling of giving money, then that interpretation is contradictory to all of the authentic hadith. All of the authentic hadith. Perhaps the benefit may be that in some cases, the meaning of the hadith might be correct, even if the isnad is weak. The meaning could be correct. That's possible. Naam, there are plenty of hadith, the isnad is weak. It can be used to support yani other evidences, other hadith that are authentic. It might give some clarification of something that's authentic. It's possible. But in any case, the point is here, and he mentioned it, as far as the explanation of this hadith, we can't go into the details of it, but I want to mention just a couple of comments. Sheikh Safiyyur Rahman, he says in reference to the first hadith, 613, farada, the obvious meaning is awjaba. Alzama, that he made it obligatory. And so this indicates the obligation of zakatul fitr. It is also said that the meaning of farada may mean qaddara, that he established its amount. But this is contrary to what is apparent from the meaning of the hadith. Min al-muslimin, in this hadith, means that this is not for the kafirs, meaning it's not obligatory upon kafirs to give zakatul fitr. So, فَلَا تُخْرَجْ زَكَاتُ الْفِتْرِ عَنْ الْمَمْلُوكِ الْكَافِرِ. So if a person has a slave that is a kafir, there's no zakatul fitr that has to be distributed on behalf of that slave. But if a person has a slave that's a Muslim, zakatul fitr has to be distributed on behalf of that slave. أَغْنُوهُمْ, this is a command, yani it means yani to make the poor people free of need from going around, going back and forth, going through the marketplaces and the streets, asking and begging to fulfill their needs. Then the next hadith. The next hadith, hadith number 413, the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu. He said, "Kunna nu'tiha fi zaman al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sa'an min ta'amin, aw sa'an min tamrin, aw sa'an min si'irin, aw sa'an min zabibin muttafaqun alayh." Abu Sa'id al-Khudri says, may Allah be pleased with him, we used to give it, yani the zakatul fitr, in the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a sa'a of food, or sa'a of dates, or barley, or raisins, agreed by Bukhari and Muslim. And in a narration, it also includes al-sa'a min aqit, yani the sun-baked, yani dried, sun-baked yogurt. That came in a narration also. And then he says, qala Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, he himself mentions, after narrating this, he says, amma ana falla azalu ukhrijuhu kama kuntu ukhrijuhu في زمن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولي أبي داود لا أخرج أبدا إلا صاعا. يعني this is going to the issue of fiqh that we might not have a time to discuss in detail today. There are scholars who say, according to the narration of Muawiyah and Asma, that the wheat that was in Syria at that time, Muawiyah used to say that you have to give from that wheat because of its high quality, you have to give half of a sa'a. Half of a sa'a, not a sa'a. This narration of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri said, yani refutes that opinion and refutes that report. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri said, as for me and this opinion about giving a half a sa'a, la azalu ukhrijuhu kama kuntu ukhrijuhu fi zaman al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I continue to give it as a complete sa'a in the way I used to do it in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning whatever the people are saying now in the time of Muawiyah, I'm not even paying that any mind. I'm giving what I used to give in the time of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, complete sa'ah, لا أخرج أبدا إلا ساعة, and I will not distribute ever in any way whatsoever will I distribute anything except a ساعة. As far as the explanation of this hadith, Sheikh Mubarak Fouri, he says, we used to distribute ساعة from food. He said that ta'am here is إطلاق الطعام في مقابل ما بعدها يقتضي التغاير بينه وبين وبينها. يعني that here him mentioning in the beginning of this hadith we give a sa'a of food, and then after that mentioning dates and barley and raisins or whatever, he said that ta'am is mutlaq, yani food in general. And he said that this suggests that what comes after is something different from it. Yani the things that he mentioned specifically are different from what is intended by ta'am. He said, some of the scholars said, therefore what is meant by ta'am is hanfa, yani wheat. And that, and this type of itlaq is ma'ruf in the Arab, that sometimes they mention the general term like food and they mean something specific, and then after that they mention other things that are different from it. The second opinion, which is Allahu A'lam, the more correct opinion, is that ta'am here is am mujmal wa ma ba'du tafsiruhu, that is that ta'am is meant to be am, general, that we used to give food generally, and what came after it is tafsiru. Tafsirun lahu, explaining what we mean by food. The food that we used to eat was dates and barley and raisins and so on. This is the more correct opinion, wallahu alam. And in some of the narrations, it actually has been narrated with clear indication of this meaning, and this is the more stronger meaning. What is aqat? He said it is jubun, yani something like a cheese, yani, but he said it is specifically laban mujaffaf, yabis, مستحجرة يطبخ أو يطبخ به, يعني لبن مجفف, يعني لبن is what is the thick milk before, يعني heavy, a thick heavy milk, يعني مجفف meaning the liquid is removed from it, يعني يابس is dried, يعني مستحجرة is made like a block, like a حجر, a stone is made into blocks. It's baked. They put it out in the sun and bake it into hard blocks. This is what he meant. This is what is meant by aqit. And then he says, yani the saying of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, لا أزال أخرجه, I will continue to give it as I used to give it in the time of the Prophet, meaning as a complete sa'a, no matter what it is given from, wheat or anything else. This is the meaning of what he means by this. And its amount is 5 arathal. Yani a ratul is, and it's different measurements in Syria, it's 3.2 kilos. In Beirut, it's 2.56 kilos. Yani it's 2.5 or 3. Yani better to say 3 kilos. Yani is what it is equivalent to in terms of the sa'a. He also says here that it is equal to arba amdad, or 4 muds. The 4 muds. And then he says that it is equal today, in the modern measurement in weights, is equal to kilogramain wa nis kilogram, yani 2.5 kilos. Closer to 3, I say, wallahu alam, yani for safe, to take precautions, ihtiyatan. Wala yumkin dhabtuhu dhabtan kamilan. He said you can't say exactly what it is. Of course, because different type of foods are going to have different type of weights, so you can't say precisely unless you measure it by the sa'a, which is approximately 3 liters. Because some things are lighter in weight and some things are heavier in weight, like barley and so on. Some of them, so that means that the weight would be more or less depending on the weight of the type of food that you're measuring in the sa'a. So he said, for example, if you have something that's heavy like rice, then it will be more in weight. And if you have something that's light like barley, it will be less in weight. And this hadith indicates that distributing the sa'a, complete sa'a, even from wheat, or other than it, that this is what is legislated. And if somebody distributes a half of a sa'a, then this would not be sufficient in fulfilling the obligation of zakatul fitr. The last hadith he mentions, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made obligatory zakatul fitr, tuhratan lissa'im min al-lagwi wa rafath, وَتُعْمَةً لِلْمَسَاكِينَ فَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا. This is the end of the hadith that's not mentioned in our book. فَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا قَبْلَ الصَّلَاةِ فَهِيَ زَكَاةٌ مَقْبُولَةٌ وَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ فهي صدقة من الصدقات رواه أبو داود وابن ماجة وصححه الحاكم. يعني عبد الله بن عباس said the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم made the zakat al-fitr obligatory as a purification for the fasting person from vain talk or obscenities, and as a food for the poor people on the day of the Eid. So whoever distributes it before the salat, then here zakat al-maqbula, it is accepted. And whoever distributes it after the salat, then it is sadaqah min al-sadaqat. It is merely just a general charity that does not fulfill the obligation of zakat al-fitr. Okay, then he has some commentary. But anyway, for the sake of time, I think we're close to... What time is the Iqamah? What time is the Iqamah? 5:15. Okay. Tayyib. Anyway, you have these notes anyway. You have the PDF file for Bulugh al-Maram. There's a couple of fatawa that we want to just look at quickly from Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen. In reference to some of the questions that came up earlier. Okay, I'm not going to be able to read these fatawa, but you have the book. I'm sorry, this is from Al-Wajiz. There are some notes in Al-Wajiz that are of benefit, that add to some of the discussion, especially the difference of opinion concerning the half of sa'ah of wheat. It's mentioned on page 230 of Al-Wajiz, for Fiqh al-Sunnah wal-Kitab al-Aziz. And also, there's some discussion on that same page about the prohibition of giving money. I'm just going to read that under the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, that we used to distribute food. Al-Imam al-Nawawi, he quotes Al-Imam al-Nawawi here as saying, لَمْ يُجْزِي عَامَةُ الْفُقَهَا إِخْرَاجْ الْقِيمَ وَأَجَازَهُ أَبُو حَنِيفَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ. Yani that the general body of the scholars of fiqh did not make permissible the distribution of money as zakat al-fitr, but it was made permissible by Abu Hanifa. So this is an important point Imam Nawawi mentions. But the opinion of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, rahmatan wasiyah, yani contradicted by the clear text of the narrations of the companions that they used to give yani zakat al-fitr only in foodstuffs. And as far as the fatawa of Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen, Allahu musta'an. I'll read a little bit of what he said. He said, for example, that some scholars say that if a man married a woman before the day of Eid, he's responsible to give zakat for her. If he married her after the day of Eid, yani on the day of Eid, he's not responsible to give zakat for her. This is what Shaykh Uthaymeen is saying. Shaykh Uthaymeen is saying, وَهَذَا عَلَى قَوْلْ بِأَنَّ الزَّوَاجْ يَلْزَمُهُ الْفِطْرَةِ فِطْرَةِ الزَّوْجَةِ وَإِدَالِ. This is based on the opinion, the view that a man is responsible, is obligated to give zakat al-fitr for his wife and his children. وَأَمَّا إِذَا قُلْنَا بِأَنَّ قُلُّ الْإِنسَانِ تَلْزَمُهُ الْفِطْرَةِ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ كَمَا هُوَ ظَاهِرِ السُّنَّةِ فَلَا يَصِحُ الْتَبْدِيلِ فِي هَذِهِ الْمَسْأَلَةِ. So here Shaykh Uthaymeen, his opinion, his view is that the opinion of those, yani this, what he said previously is based on those who say that a man has to give zakat for his wife and his children. As far as if we take the other opinion that every person is obligated to give zakat al-fitr for their self as an act of worship, every fasting person gives it for their self, and this is what is apparent from the sunnah, then it is not correct that we substitute in this issue and make it yani that a man is obligated to give zakat al-fitr for his wife, when generally we said that every person has to do the act of worship for himself, and this is the act of worship. So this is the view of Shaykh al-Uthaymeen concerning a man giving zakat al-fitr for his wife. Now, I'm listening.
No, you say that
he's saying that every person giving zakat al-fitr he's referring to the sunnah of the Prophet. What is more clear is that everybody gave the zakat al-fitr for themselves, men and women, and everybody gave. But what we have read is that zakat al-fitr is obligatory, ala kulli Muslim, ذكر وأنثار, man and women. The hadith, and even the children, if they have their own means, if they reach the age of responsibility, they should give it for themselves. Naam. Yani because it said what? Dhakara unfa. Kabir wa saghir. Yani the Prophet made it obligatory upon the young and the old. Not a child that didn't reach the age of responsibility. But the one who reached the age of responsibility, if then they should give zakat for themselves.
But the one who didn't reach the age of responsibility, the father, the one who's responsible.
Then the father, he spends on them. Whatever they are responsible to do, he does it for them. He does everything for them that they are responsible to do.
The sunnah stipulates
that zakatul fitr is obligatory on every person min al muslimin, whether kabir or saghir, young or old. That's what the sunnah stipulates, young and old.
But the husband is responsible for the women.
The husband is responsible for the women. The husband is responsible for the children. But the asl is that worship is done by every individual themselves.
Yeah, but the asl also is that the husband, the woman not supposed to, the husband is responsible for food.
She's not supposed to pay her rent or buy her food. Is she supposed to worship for herself?
Yes, this is worship.
That's the point. The point is that he should pay her rent. He should buy her clothes. He should buy her food. But when it comes to worship, she has to do it herself.
So about money also, being able to
So if a woman is able to give the zakatul fitr on her own behalf, and this is the act of worship, should she give the zakatul fitr on her own behalf, or should she say, I don't want to spend my money, you pay for me? What would a woman who fears Allah, who loves the deen, what would she do? She would worship herself. She wouldn't allow her husband to spend his money on her worship. She would say, I'm spending this on myself. Because it's worship. It's worship. We're not saying that it's mandatory. The majority of scholars say the man has to pay, he has to give zakatul fitr on behalf of his wife. Sheikh Uthaymeen said, fihi nazar. He doesn't see it like that. He sees it as that a woman, she should give zakatul fitr on behalf of her own self. She should give it on behalf of her own self. And this is more clear in the sunnah that everybody should do their own worship themselves. That's what's more clear. Yani, are there some acts of worship where you can appoint somebody to do on your behalf? Yes, there are. There are some. For example, in Hajj, yani throwing the stones at the Jamarat. Can a woman appoint somebody to do it on her behalf? It is permissible, yes. In certain cases, especially if there's difficulty or hardship involved. And generally it is. But if she does it herself, it's worship. That's better if she's able to do it.
What I'm saying, if you talk about being like any act of worship is done by the person itself,
nah.
We're forgetting that there is a point of being able to spend, to use it, to take some money out and give.
So we are saying if she's able. That's what we're saying. We did say if she's able. If she has her own means. If she's not able, she doesn't have any means, then that's different. Then her husband is responsible for her. That's clear. No, we don't argue that point. We are with you on that. Whoever's the head of the house, who takes care of the family, he's responsible for everybody who's not able to take care of their own responsibility. And if a man has children, the child, he has a son that's 16 years old, and he has a job, and he works after school. Should he give his own zakatul fitr?
No.
Why not? He's able. Why not? This is worship. And he should actually go and buy that food, and he should actually go out and give it to the people who are needy himself. Naam, this is worship. And the fatwa of Shaykh al-Uthaymeen concerning this particular matter, yani, there are several fatawa that inshaAllah, if Allah allows, we're going to read next week. Allahumma musta'an. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.